Hello, welcome to NC Asian American Ministries Podcast. My name is Sammy Ju, and I'm your host. This podcast is to highlight the life and ministry of Asian American leaders and to network them for advancing God's kingdom in North Carolina and beyond. Today is the last episode with Esther Lee. Esther is a full-time preschool teacher at Open Door Church in Raleigh. Hello, Esther. How are you?
Sammy. I'm doing good.
Good, good. Today is the last episode with you, and we want to hear more about your future visions for Asian Americans. Now, it's a big subject, but I'm sure you will have a lot of great insight and wisdom on this. So my first question is this: what is the major role for Asian Americans for the Great Commissions?
It's funny that you ask that, because I remember not long ago I was praying to the Lord and just asking what it looks like for me ministry-wise or just Great Commission-wise, like as an Asian American. And I think my question was very silly because I was thinking very specifically as an Asian American. I was like, oh, like, am I meant for Asian American ministry kind of thing? But I think the Lord was so good, and he corrected my understanding in that everything that Asian Americans do is Asian American ministry, simply because that is our lot in our life. So every ministry opportunity that we have is Asian American ministry, and that is vital because it is a very rich heritage to have two roots. And I would say that our role is being a bridge, like that pipeline, because we have those two roots, and we are fully Asian and we are fully American. Like, that is such a blessing, right? Because we get full advantages of both. Mm-hmm. So I would say what I notice a lot just in the church is that for Asian Americans, when we take ownership of our faith, we kind of have to choose one or the other in terms of our local church. And so whether it's continuing or being in an ethnic church or attending and becoming a part of an American church. But either way, there is a sense of surrender of some of our roots, and there is that gap. But I feel like, although that's painful, that's why it can become a really cool place in the church to have conversation about that gap and using that pipeline and that bridge in continuing to relay truth back and forth and multiplying, you know, and discipling and I would say, yeah, just that bridge mentality and knowing to be intentional in everything that we do, and not to discount that we are limited in that, I would say. So, yeah, I don't know if that...
Okay, the word minority has some negative connotation. But as I hear what you shared in the episode 1 and 2, I think that being a minority has a great advantage, great benefit. What kind of benefit do you think as a minority?
I think that it makes us become advocates wherever we go. Because when we are in a majority culture, it is a very black and white world. But we have the beauty of knowing a different world. And we also know God's truth in light of that, too. So we get to bring both of that. And we can use it as a form of encouragement and growth for one another, our brothers and sisters, not to hold it over them and to not get angry, but to encourage the church. And seeing that it's not all just in Western perspective, and that there is so much outside of that. And not only just our own understanding, but I feel like challenging just seeing it black and white in itself, it helps us in the Great Commission of reaching the nations too, because we can't go to the nations with our own black and white understanding. We got to help the church in going in meeting people where they are, you know. And I feel like another thing about being a minority is that when we are within our own people groups too, we are familiar of the majority culture as well. And we get to navigate through that with our own people and kind of help them, you know, because I feel like specifically for Asian Americans, we have that privilege of navigating through American society a lot easier than a lot of the older generation. And so we get to help the older generation, but also sit through their wisdom and their understanding and relay that back to the majority culture. So it's just, it becomes this beautiful intricate web of encouraging one another. And I feel like God embraces culture. I don't think he is colorblind. I think he is color smart, and he wants us to utilize our different lots in life and our different cultures for his glory and for his kingdom.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Well, Esther, you said you can be full Asian and full American, mm-hmm. which sounds like 100% Asian and 100% American, mm-hmm. right? I mean, that's great. But some Asian Americans feel like they are 50% Asian, 50% American, or they feel like they are in between. Mm-hmm. They don't feel either mm-hmm. one of them. So mm-hmm. what would you say? How would you encourage them? Like, hey, you don't have to feel like 50%, 50%. You don't have to feel like in between. You can be in both, right? Mm-hmm. How would you encourage those Asian Americans who feel like 50-50?
I think a lot of the tension that we feel, it first stems of where our heart is at, you know, because where are we placing our identity in first? Is it really our roots and our heritage and the circumstances around us, or is it first and foremost in Christ? Mm-hmm. You know, because when we have that first in Christ, it becomes a little bit easier to embrace those things. And I think that is something that I have to remind myself daily and challenge myself in when I'm harboring a lot of the, you know, anger or tension about the different identities and roots going on. I have to first remind myself that it's first in Christ, and that's the freedom that I have, and then to move forward from that. And so I would also say a lot of us, the struggle happens when we are dealing with things that we don't really know about. You know, I think a lot of us, where we feel more American, we get intimidated by our Korean heritage because we don't really know much about it. And it's easier to run away and avoid it. And vice versa, in terms of like people that feel more comfortable with their Korean heritage, but, you know, don't really know what it looks like to be American. I think rather than running away from those things, we should press into it, you know. What has really encouraged me as a Korean American, and when I feel like I can't be fully Korean, I have asked for help in understanding more about my roots, whether that is like in terms of the Korean church, but also just culturally, like language or social cues or my history, and reading books about it. Like, there are some really awesome books that talk about the various different things about being a second-gen believer. And I think when they talk about our roots as Korean believers, like, it's been so awesome because it helps me understand my roots and my the older generation more, and that frees me to embrace it. And for, so there's really nothing for us to be angry about or to avoid. I think it's simply first knowing that our identity is in Christ, and then to press into what we don't know, and to know that the Lord will guide us through that, and to use that for his glory and to help us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you remember the names of those books?
I know A Faith of Our Own, mm-hmm. By Sharon Park. That was really helpful because it talks both about the ethnic church and the second gen church, and so it helps like put a greater picture of both and like understanding both, and so you feel more knowledgeable, and so you feel more comfortable about, you know, pressing into all that cultural stuff going on. And I know there are some excerpts that I read from a book that is coming out soon. It's called Beyond Colorblind, and it's about redeeming our ethnic journey. Mm. I forgot the author, but it actually came out really recently, and Fuller Seminary is going to use it for their Asian American ministry and identity class. Wow. So I'm very excited to read about it. I've heard some good reviews, and just some quotes from it has been encouraging too. Mm-hmm. I can't think of others that are on the tip of my tongue right now, but I think also just reading a lot of the articles and papers that other Asian American leaders have kind of written beforehand. Right. You know, I think we have to understand that the Asian church in general is very young compared to the Western church. So, of course, the Asian American faith is even more young. And so there aren't as many resources. But I think that's why we have to be better about asking the questions, though. Mm-hmm. And the resources are simply all around us, you know. People older than us, people our own age, and just listening to their own experiences, too, it helps us understand.
Mm-hmm. Now, how can seminary and or churches develop Asian American leaders?
So I think a lot of pastors and seminaries, they're all very idealistic about the multicultural church and just kingdom diversity in general. But we have to move past just being idealistic. Mm. You know, I think it's very easy for us to kind of compartmentalize the different ethnic ministries or how we minister to minorities because, you know, we are very limited in our understanding. And I think for those that have grown up and only know of majority culture, how can they know how to minister to minorities when, you know, they've never lived it? And so I feel like and like I've mentioned before, there are so many gaps in between minorities and majorities. And if churches and seminaries can provide a gathering place, whether that's physically or through conversation, a gathering place where we can have that conversation, I think we can move forward and create so much more investment and training and equipping our brothers and sisters out there. Yeah, I would say that.
Okay, great. Well, how can Asian Americans contribute to first generation ethnic churches?
So for now, I am attending an American church. So it is a little bit difficult for me to network with ethnic churches, I would say, just because, lesser opportunities. But I still go back home to my home church in California, and there's an ethnic church, an immigrant church, and made up of first gens, 1.5, second gens, and all the great stuff. And what's been really encouraging for me is that it just goes back to my plea to the Lord about, you know, transforming my bitterness about my heritage and transforming it into a burden for my people. Mm-hmm. And so thus, everything that I take in here on resources or just things that I'm learning, whether it's like with the Lord or through professors or the church, I get to relay that back. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It is a bridge. And because we focus often about how we can be a bridge as an ethnic church going towards an American church and helping the American church, but there is so much we can take back to the ethnic church because it's so culture heavy that we can bring in a greater perspective in light of God's truth and to help those areas where we kind of lack in because we don't have enough resources or insight or we're just very limited, I feel like, because it is so culture heavy. And not saying that's a bad thing because there is a place for the ethnic church, but there is still room to grow, and we can help by contributing that growth.
Mm-hmm. How can Asian Americans impact other races in the United States, including majority?
I would say that having the dual heritage, it gives us so many more connecting points to everyone around us. Whether it's people that we can connect and relate to or people that we can't, because the people that we can... I am so sorry. Can you repeat that question again?
Oh, yeah, no problem.
Sure.
How can Asian Americans impact world missions?
Okay,
I think it's related to the Great Commission,
yeah,
but also other races, not just the Korean Americans, but other races in the United States.
Mm-hmm. I think that for Asian Americans, because we are familiar with both Western culture, mm-hmm, and Asian culture, that we can help the majority culture in terms of being better prepared and training and encouraging them to understand other cultures outside of them. Mm-hmm. And for the other minorities just here in our backyard, we get to use our dual heritage as like a leeway to connect to them too, and just to encourage them and to become that bridge for everyone, because, and I think it's more about when you actually physically go through those opportunities rather than talking about it, where you kind of see it more and understand it more. Because I can talk about how we are a bridge all, like, as long as I want to, but until we actually put it into practice, wow, like, it is so awesome what we can do. Because wherever you go, whether you do go overseas on a missions trip, you will be probably more identified as American, but you still get the vantage of understanding that there's something greater than the Western perspective, and you get to help those that only know the Western perspective. And when you are just in your backyard in America, you can just empathize and relate to those people and use that as that bridge. Like I always say, I can't speak enough about that bridge, because that's been my experience for me. And I've connected with so many brothers and sisters, believers and non-believers alike, because we all need the same truth and the same gospel. So... Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. Now, what is the best church model or example for discipling Asian Americans, for multiplying disciple makers?
And I think that, and I've said this to you before, is a question where I don't really have an answer to just yet, because we are still learning what it looks like in terms of the Asian American faith and how to cater to our experiences. I would say in terms of discipleship, we are to be in discipleship relationships. Like, that is a God-given command that we all must obey. But I think a cool example that we can contribute in terms of being Asian Americans is that culturally we are very much about respect and honoring our elders. And that's why we get to utilize, like, the whole, we're all siblings, you know, older brother, older sister, and that becomes a vantage point for us in terms of how we can disciple our younger brothers and younger sisters, or our, even our friends, you know, and using that same thing that we grew up with and utilizing that in how we disciple and teach others more about how to be more like Christ, and just in being in the Word and studying together, and just showing one another where the bread of life is. But utilizing that cultural advantage that we have.
Well, that's great. Well, thanks so much for sharing your life and your ministry and your vision for Asian Americans. For the last three episodes, I got to learn a lot about you and your passion as well. So thank you, Esther, for spending time with me. And thank you for doing podcast for us. If you want to hear more podcasts from us, find NC Asian American Ministries at your podcast and subscribe it. You can listen to our weekly podcast update. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.